Verdell, we appreciate your time, and you're off to a 1-3 start here in the early going with the Urbana Hoops team. You're off to a 1-3 start, but you've played some pretty tough competition from even out of state. What does your record indicate about your team, if anything?
Well, I think that, you know, I've always felt that events such as where we just finished at the Tournament Champions, where you're playing against a national level of talent, that it does one or two things for a coach, and I think both of them are good. It either gets you exposure or gets you exposed. And I think it helps to provide a thermometer in terms of where you are and what you need to work on. I think it's also an eye-opener, too, because sometimes you'll have, you know, young people at times think they're invincible. And so I think sometimes there's nothing wrong with a little humble pie along the way of what we're trying to get accomplished over the long term. So I thought it was a great opportunity to go there and play against national-level competition. And so I think that, you know, it's really a great barometer in terms of establishing who we are and what we need to do physically. We certainly could not imitate some of the things we saw. I mean, where you average, you know, teams are averaging 6'6 and 6'7 with 6'10 and 6'11 guys. I mean, but, you know, it still gave us a barometer on the fight of us, you know, how hard we were willing to fight. So that's a great place to start, I think, because I think attitude ultimately determines outcome.
Verdell Jones is the head coach of the Urbana Tigers boys basketball team. Now that you're into year two, what did you establish last year? What are you trying to add in now as a relatively new coach with the program?
Well, just trying to establish a culture of what it takes, that winning is not based upon the end result on the floor, but it's based upon the habits that you practice each and every day. You know, our mantra that and our motto is that you got to win on all four floors: the carpet floor, the home, concrete floor, which is community, the tile floor, which is the classroom, then ultimately the hardwood floor. And so as we practice winning on all three of those floors, then it's just a natural overflow into the fourth floor, which is the hardwood floor. And so we're really adamant about our kids competing on all four floors. And so just establishing that being the DNA of who we're going to become as a program. So we're really excited about that. And so we're just implementing that and helping the young people understand that, you know, change for everybody is difficult, but it sometimes is necessary. And so in terms of what we're trying to accomplish at the Urbana High School program, that change is certainly necessary. And so this is how we change. And it's based upon what we do every single day. It's about the journey, not necessarily the destination, so because the destination takes care of itself. So we're excited about that. There's been buy-in. We've had some amazing things happen, even from an academic standpoint, that we were doing with the University of Illinois, the STEM program. And just we're excited about the direction that Urbana basketball is heading.
How do you get involved with the players to be, maybe basketball players at the middle school level right now, or even younger than that? Do you try to create a pipeline there?
Absolutely. Well, I think, but the most important thing is support, going over, being visible, letting the coaches know that you're there to provide whatever support or resources that they need to be successful at that level. Right? It all comes down to relationships. And so as you continue to forge those relationships, those healthy relationships with the coaches, the young people seeing you around, you know, the middle school is seeing you around, and understanding that you're vested in their success as well, that you're invested in that. And so I think that that goes a long way, and helping to also create a system of expectation that you know, flows seamlessly from the middle school to the high school level.
Who are some of the key players for you at Urbana as you have started this season and are looking forward to?
To me, all of them are key, you know, because we continue to really, our philosophy is that, you know, we need all 15. I mean, in some capacity, that everyone has a role to play. But we have some returning seniors that played significantly for us last year. Keanu Duke, Tyron Pickett, returning point guard. He's a senior this year. Carez Anderson are some of our returning seniors. And also Kamari Ray Davis, I meant to mention him. And also we have a couple of young men that transferred in, Tyrese McWilliams and Jamonte Williams, and also Peyton King. They've kind of added to our arsenal. And so we've got some great underclassmen that are coming. The sophomore Christopher Cross, Bryson Tatum. We think the makings of really, really building something that Urbana and the Urbana Nation, Tiger Nation, can be very proud of.
Well, Verdell, we appreciate a few minutes of your time, and we'll be coming over to your gym for at least one or two ball games this year. Best of luck.
Thank you, sir.